Good morning, I'm John Weber. Come this fall, many schools will only let students in the classroom a few days a week. That move is a coronavirus safety measure, but it's also driving a massive increase in demand for other options. Keystone Crossroads' Miles Bryan reports educators are lining up to meet the newfound demand for private tutors.
Leanne McCormack and Kim Cipolla are both longtime special ed teachers at Gladwin Elementary in the Philly suburbs. For years, they had adjoining classrooms, and they're closer than most coworkers. Here's Cipolla.
We just brainstormed. We just meshed, always meshed really well. We were just like, we were it. We were like freaking frat.
Recently, McCormack says they started hearing from anxious parents inquiring about tutoring services if school doesn't come back full time.
Parents are reaching out personally and professionally to both of us.
Just like, you know, how can you help us? How can you help us?
Again, Cipolla.
And that's just from families that we have known through Gladwin. So we thought if they're concerned, if this one school that we're in is concerned, then that need is everywhere.
This week, the duo launched a new professional venture together, a private tutoring company called Beyond the Tutors. They're looking to capitalize on an explosion of interest from parents who are organizing on Facebook groups and text messages for private tutoring. That demand has created an unlikely opportunity for educators. Tutors can work flexible hours, reduce their exposure to coronavirus, and make pretty good money. Beyond the Tutors plans to pay its tutors $45 to $125 an hour.
My mom, she's a nanny herself, and she tagged me in a few posts about doing these pandemic pods.
Coral Nushke is a Bucks County native who just graduated from college with a teaching degree. She was hoping to get a job at a local elementary school, but the pandemic has delayed the exams she needs to get her teaching certification.
A lot of my fellow, you know, college friends, they're struggling to find jobs because a lot of the jobs they want, you know, those tests to be taken.
So she decided to move back home with mom, who made that post to help her find some work and direction during an off year. Seven families responded in less than 24 hours.
It's crazy. It really is crazy. It's nothing that I've ever, you know, expected. I expected to, you know, send my resume out to different school districts. And now, I mean, I think it's going to be a different opportunity, but I think it's definitely a great opportunity for me at this point.
A lot of the pandemic pod tutors are college graduates like Nushke. Some are retired teachers. A few others are current teachers who are making low-key plans to leave their job.
A family in a district that I used to work in reached out to me and wanted me to give their kids private instruction.
Anna is a Philly school teacher in her 20s who's planning to quit to take up tutoring. It'd be for a family forming a collective that's willing to nearly match her salary. Anna asked us not to use her real name in case the plan doesn't work out and she decides to keep her job. Anna says she's motivated by safety. She has Lyme disease and doesn't feel comfortable going back into the classroom at all.
I don't understand why schools where, you know, there's up to thousands of kids in them at a time where they will be exercising and they will be eating and things like that, why that is safe.
Still, she says it isn't an easy call. Anna cares a lot about equity and education. It's why she wanted to be a teacher. And now she's leaving that behind to teach only the children of high-income families.
Teaching can feel like a pretty thankless job. I think for me, I've gotten to the point where I need to just do what's best for me and best for, you know, my personal health.
Many more educators like Anna will likely have the opportunity to make this choice in the near future. The market for private tutors is expected to get much hotter as more school districts release their reopening plans in the next few weeks. For Keystone Crossroads, I'm Miles Bryan.